How would you react if you got a knock on your door from an unexpected stranger? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am an introvert. As I'm recording this, I'm literally in a dark room, alone, talking to no one. Or, you know, at least no one right here with me. You can imagine then how I feel about random people showing up in my life and disrupting my day. But my typical reaction, and it may be yours too, is going to get some readjustment from today's story. It's called Mango Rain Hospitality by Daniel Dorr. When we lived in Guinea, West Africa, we witnessed the beauty of hospitality. There's even a proverb that states, "An unexpected visitor is like unexpected rain." We lived through two seasons each year, 6 months of rainy season and 6 months of dry season. We always loved the mango rains, the rare, unexpected downpours that come out of nowhere during dry season. Children could be seen running through the rain, fully dressed, laughing with delight. Hospitality comes more naturally to some of us than it does to others. When you hear a knock on the door, but you're not expecting anyone, how do you respond? Does it make you excited? Or do you find yourself thinking something like, "Who could that be at this hour? Did anyone call to say they were coming? Everyone hide and be quiet. Maybe they'll go away." In the Bible, God repeatedly calls his people to practice hospitality. Thankfully, he also gives us the ability to do so through the Holy Spirit. So how can we practice hospitality? The Greek word translated hospitality in the Bible is philoxenia, which basically means loving strangers, because philo or philo means love and xenia means stranger. Not at all like xenophobia, which means fear of strangers or outsiders. In Matthew 25, Jesus says that when he returns bodily to earth, he will commend his people for inviting him in when he was a stranger. But when they ask, "Lord, when did we see you a stranger and invite you in?" he will answer, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." So, when we welcome strangers or outsiders, we show our love for Jesus. As Christians, we can show hospitality to others because God has shown the greatest hospitality to us. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God has welcomed us into his family. Though we used to be outsiders and strangers, we are now fellow citizens with God's people, Ephesians 2:19. From the abundance of love that God has given us, we can share with others. When you think of practicing hospitality, think of this picture. Children standing in the rain, arms out, heads back, eyes closed, mouths open, sheer joy. So let's talk about this a little more. Can you think of a time someone showed you hospitality or philoxenia? What did they do? According to today's Bible passages, what might it look like to practice hospitality? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:13, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Leviticus 19:34, Romans 12:9 13, and 1 Peter 4 verses 8 through 10 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. If you love reading and feeling actual pages in your hands, you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art and get room to journal in the book itself, and that kind of becomes like a record of your spiritual growth. Pretty cool. Sign up for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. Come back for tomorrow's devotional with Natalie. And if you're an indecisive decision maker like I am, you're going to get a lot of help out of it when you have to make tough choices. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.